Roger, look, it's 20 to 11. We have a maximum of 20 minutes in which to go somewhere. So let's just take the most recent email from Chris Brogan, right? And just, not randomly, but actually start at the very top of it, right? And just discuss what comes to us, right? And then we'll stop when we stop, okay?
Take the first paragraph. Okay. We'll take the first paragraph. This is Chris Brogan's most recent email, which... Shall I read it out? I'll read it out.
Yeah, do, because people won't... Irish people won't have read it.
This is very true. So the first paragraph, after his salutation, which includes the word Via Schule, grab your Via Schule, Paul, which is school books in Swahili. Just for those who don't know, this is a thing that Chris does in all his emails. He starts inviting you to bring up a cup of coffee, sit down with him, and then he teaches you a new word.
But he also uses your name.
He does, yes. It's all personalized.
He personalizes it, yeah. Right? Yeah. So even though I know 1,000 people get Chris Brogan's email, or I don't actually know how many, right?
Yeah.
I would like to think that it's written to me.
Yes. It's all automated, of course, but it's cleverly done. It's cleverly done. The first paragraph, the one we're going to talk about, reads as follows. We write our blogs and operate our businesses as if everyone has been along for the ride ever since we started. We forget that people weren't there when you offered your 101 course on how to do what you do best. People didn't sign up for your free webinar of awesomeness a year or so ago because they weren't part of your community then. This is a beautiful opportunity.
Okay. Roger Overall, what does that paragraph do for you?
Well, I think it's a very powerful paragraph, actually. Because what it means is what Chris is actually saying is that as you develop your blog or as you develop your following, it doesn't have to be a blog following, it could be a following in general, you are growing your tribe, growing your community, but each person has a different connection with you and each person has a different understanding of what you do and who you are. You have people who've just joined you. And they're kind of hovering around the edges almost because they're just getting to learn. Oh, we're still going good. They're just getting to know you.
You have lurkers who actually haven't crawled out of the undergrowth yet.
Yeah,
they're assessing you on their terms.
Yeah. Pretty much based on your latest.
Your latest?
Yeah. Now, your latest blog post might be quite advanced. And these people might not be ready for that yet.
Actually, your latest blog post, it's the most recent thing they've read from you. Mm. Maybe they got to you by going into Google, putting in holidays in the south of France, for sake of argument, and they found your blog post from 2 years ago.
Mm. That's
true. So two people at exactly the same point in time come across you, one of whom's read your latest ideas on how to, you know, become an artist of renown, and the other has read you writing about hamburgers in the south of France.
Yeah.
They're both getting to know you at the same time.
But they're getting to know a different you.
So what the hell are you going to do about that?
Well, this is what, I think this is what Chris talks about in this paragraph, but also further in this email, is, well, you need to recognise that, and there's an opportunity. The opportunity is in recognising that this is the case, that people are joining you at various stages in their development. So, what is a very good thing to do, and I've seen so many quality bloggers, for instance, do this, is they have a place for newcomers. You are new to this blog. You are new to me. I tell you what, I'm going to help you by taking you to, it's almost like my green room, my entrance room, my welcome, my foyer, my let me bring you into my world in a very easy way.
So you're having a dinner party in your house, right? Mm. And all the regulars are already in the kitchen, established, relaxed, yeah, chatting the way they are. And somebody who's never ever met the group before comes to the front door of the house. So instead of taking them straight into a situation for which they have no real preparation, you take them into your front room and you say, let me tell you what that crowd out there are actually like, yeah, or what we do here. But, or else, you know, by the way, what kind of an evening would you like?
Yes.
Where would you like to sit at the table?
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff?
There's an element of that, because there is, and a lot of blogs and a lot of, people start following you for information. because you're providing quality information or a quality experience, but generally speaking, people want what you are telling them. They want, you're helping them fulfill an information need that they have.
Or an emotional need.
Or emotional need that they have.
Now, or an imagination need.
Yes. But in this particular context, I think what Chris is driving at is the information need. I'm in the world, I would like to do something, and I need information on how to do that. So let me give you a very concrete example. David Hobby. David Hobby is the man behind the strobist.com website. Strobist.com is about learning to light, learning to produce photographs using artificial light sources. Now, you go to David Hobby's website, and if you go to the first blog post you come, the latest blog post he's written, chances are you're going to be a little bit scared because it's written from a point of view for an audience who've been with him for a while and understand a lot of the concepts.
So it's not 101.
It's not 101.
It's not 101.
However,
they're on to 901.
Oh, they're on to, yes, they're on to 90 wherever. However, you go to his website, and there is the button. There is the thing you can click on. Are you new here? Is this all of it new for you? Well, let me take you through the very basics. Here is the 101, literally, here is the 101 course and series of blog posts for you to follow, and you'll be up to speed.
So the other thing people sometimes do is they have a thing on their blog which says, you know, the 10 most popular blog posts I've ever written.
Hmm.
And that gives somebody another way of getting entry into you.
It does. The only danger there, I would say, is that you might find that your most popular blog post is actually quite an advanced one, but it had such an impact on a broad, advanced audience. I mean, to come back to, say, somebody like Pat Flynn, who I follow a lot more than I would follow, say, Chris Brogan, you go to Pat Flynn's page, and it literally, at the top, says, are you new here? Start here.
That you can't be much clearer than that, I would say.
And it helps people who, because Pat is on this massive trajectory, he's very far along, a lot of what he talks about is very advanced. I think it'll scare you off straight away. He's all about making money online in a very particular way, in a very build relationships kind of way. Now, it's all very appealing, but the information he gives you is high quality and quite advanced. But he's actually got provision for you. He has provision for you, the newbie, to come into his world and to take you into that front room and say, well, here's all the material that will really help you understand what's going on here, what we're about, and help you get started. This is basic 101 information.
Now, if we take this from the point of view of, if we apply this to a man who's going to go around the world in 1,080 days, right? If I'm in at the beginning of the journey, which I am and you are, we know he's set out and whatever, right? We're there, I know he's in Utah, right? But in 6 months' time, somebody stumbles across pursuitofeverything.com.
Mm-hmm.
Either they've met you in a pub or a church or an art gallery or wherever, and you've said, by the way, check this guy out, right? And the word of mouth has told them that there's this mad American nomad, half Cuban, whatever, guy, and he's going around the world. So they get in on him, but they haven't a clue about the back journey, right? They don't know where it came from. All they have is a recommendation that there's somebody exciting and interesting. I mean, I've done this. I've sent emails to people telling them about AJ Leon. And I'm very well aware that I'm sending them, and all I have done with them so far is say, here's one of my heroes. You know, I think this guy is the greatest. And that's my way of saying, look, trust me. You know, you'll find it a bit overpowering when you come across it first. But stick with it, because he's worth it. So, I don't know, we are all in that situation, aren't we? Whereby, how many people remember... I don't know. This whole thing is just a very interesting area, isn't it?
It is. And what's happening is what Chris is trying to say is, because let's come back to this phrase, there's an opportunity here. Well, why is there an opportunity here? Well, there's an opportunity, first of all, to hang on to the new reader. You're not going to scare them off straight away because they arrive at your front door for this dinner party. and there's a kitchen full of people they don't know, and they have a choice because they don't have to come in. It's an open invitation. And they might look and they might go, actually, this isn't for me, I'm going to back away. Well, then you've lost a reader, a follower, somebody in your tribe. So the opportunity in recognizing that there are people who are fresh to a topic, to you, is that you can hold on to them. That's one. The second opportunity is that you, by giving them a little bit of information, you're helping them to a certain level, and you can do this, and Chris talks about this, you do this for free. All your 101 information is for free. Out it goes. But then the advanced stuff, for when people are ready, you can package, and you have built yourself an audience who is ready to buy from you. And the reason they're going to buy from you is not because... It's almost more to do with the fact that you've already helped them for free than it is to do with they need the information you're selling. Yes, they want that information that you're selling, but you've broken down all kinds of sales barriers by actually saying, well, here's all the 101 information for free. Let me go back to David Hobby again. David Hobby gave a ton, and I mean so much 101 information for free, it was ridiculous. So that by the time he released his advanced information in the shape of a DVD series, which, by the way, was not cheap. It cost $150, whatever it was, and he did a print run of
it. Yeah, that's not cheap. That's not cheap. Modern age, right?
And he did a print run of 1,000, and he was worried about selling out. He was worried, will I ever sell 1,000? Will he sell them in 24 hours, I seem to remember.
But I tell you one of the things that struck me about this. When you get to the point where you are so impressed and so grateful to somebody for their 101 content, right? I think you get a certain level of anxiety, or I did, right? And my anxiety at that point is, how the hell is this person going to sustain this, right? They're going to stop. They're giving me all this stuff for free, right? There is no obligation on them to keep going, right? Therefore, what can I do to give them a sustainable business? Now, I actually reckon that unless I want to give Chris Brogan some money, right? I want to give him money so that he will continue to send out or to exist, right? I know, and you know, that all of these people need to have a living, right? They have to pay themselves, they have to pay the people who work with them, for them, they have to pay the children's school books, they have to, whatever, they have to get money somewhere. And, you know, it's off. I think it's about, you know, I mean, you've got somewhere where you have people thinking about how can I keep this person sustainable.
But the only reason you do it is for the quality of the information.
Oh, yeah.
Generates.
They have won that position in your affection.
Yeah, they've won that position. It's like Pat Flynn saying, the thing you give away for free has to be utterly exceptional. Has to be of such quality, and one of the reasons is exactly that, so that you engender this gratitude. I mean, he mentions in his most recent podcast how people email him saying, "You should stop giving away your free ebook because I'd happily pay for that." You know, what better compliment to get? However, the only way you're going to build that community that is going to love you and is going to do all these things is if you give quality information. I mean, it's bizarre. In a way, I catch myself saying that, and it's ridiculous that I'm saying it because I have no following. I am a nobody online.
This is in keeping with your brand identifier, which is that you are a mediocre photographer. Is that correct?
I'm
a nobody. I've noticed you saying this. I'm a nobody. You used to say I'm a mediocre photographer, right?
And then you came along and said, well, why don't you say that you're a lousy photographer?
No. I said you could call yourself mediocre.
Anyway.
Hey, let me change the subject for you for a second.
Go on,
Let me just finish
that thought. This is not original Roger Overall thinking. This is Roger Overall trumpeting what he's read online by great thinkers. So there you are.
Talking about what people put online, I am changing the topic very deliberately now because I want to get this one in because I think Chris Brogan did a very wonderful thing and I want to just describe it, right? He said in the second paragraph of his recent email, he said, have you swung by copyblogger.com lately, right? And the short, immediately I read that, I said, no, I haven't, right?
Yeah.
But I know what Copybrugger is like, right? He's terribly impressive, right? And I know that. He's the one of the greatest writers on the internet that has ever lived, right? He is really skillful, right? And he, you know, I've learned things from him a lot. And there's loads of things I haven't had given myself time to learn from him. But I then decided that because Chris Brogan actually said, have you looked at this individual recently, that I better look at him. And I went, oh my God, this is not what I thought Copyblogger was at, right? So that is the point about this is, have I looked at, you know, Roger Overall recently, right? And if I looked at you 6 months ago and I look at you today, will I see the same thing? The chances are I won't.
Well, I can guarantee you won't, because there was a big change. But to move away from me, but yes, you're absolutely right. You, whoever you go back to who you haven't seen in a while, there will have been developments, they will have grown, they will have changed tack maybe, they will have, because everybody's on a journey. So even these gurus that we all follow, the interesting thing about them is they don't know everything. The reason they're a guru is because they're ahead in the journey ahead of us. So they're coming across things and discovering things and then feeding that back down the chain to us.
But some people become a guru by accident. Like you take Jane Boyd, right? Mm. She gets this idea that she's going to have conversations with people, right?
Yeah.
Big deal. No, nothing remarkable about that. She decides she's going to have conversations from the time of her birthday to the 4th of July or something like that, or one or the other, for over about a 4-day period. And then she decides she's going to do it on Google Hangout live on air. And then she does it. And on the way, she becomes a guru, right?
We might have run out of time. We might want to check.
We just have to check to see if this audio boo has... No, we have two more minutes.
It's right. All right. Yeah.
But Jane Boyd becomes a guru by accident, is my theory. Right? She literally did something, and she followed her nose, did 45 conversations, and gradually it dawned on her, or it dawned on her somehow or other, that there was something more than the concretely specific in what she was doing, that she was actually showing a model of how communications could be done.
Her development is interesting. Because you've used the phrase by accident. It certainly wasn't by design. However, she did engineer the circumstances consciously in which she made this discovery. She made decisions that got her in this situation. And then she was, and this to me is the remarkable side of it. It's not so much that she by accident got there, but that she understood and was able to see the opportunity that she'd actually created for herself. She could have actually done the 45 conversations, seen that as a project, bookended it, put it up, and moved on.
Yes, yes, but that would be a bit like completing a painting,
yes,
which people would admire.
Yeah,
and then that's the end of it.
That's the end of it. But what she's actually done, and this is her intelligence, and this is her, and this is why it's almost as if her subconscious guided her to this point. Maybe, maybe not, but certainly her.
Maybe it was Marty Constance and April Ennis, Nick Kellett, and God knows who else, who said somebody. But
therein lies, I suppose, in a way, the luck element that other people guided her there. But what she did was to recognise at a certain point that there was great benefit and that there was a continuation possible, that she could build a business around and she could help others, that there was value in what she'd done that could be transferred to others. That's what
and
she
calling it a business is, I think, a synonym for saying there is the possibility of continuity here.
Yes, there is.
Now, we're running out of time, Roger. We're down to the last 37, 36 seconds. I'm going to give you the last word in this conversation, right? Because this is the last one of this series, unless we record you deciding what are your key areas, but that's another issue.
Okay, the last one in today's last word is, you are building a community all the time. Yes, you need to service the people who followed you from day one. Absolutely, they're your most loyal followers. But don't forget to engage with the people who are just joining you. And make sure you have content designed specifically for them.